listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hi, Browns Nation. Don't forget to download the brand new Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. That way, you stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere with notifications from the team straight to your phone. Can't beat it. Gotta have it. Michael Regai in for Vic Carucci. Nathan Zagura, as always, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You guys have been great dialoguing, responding to our show today. Jason Gibbs, what do we have Twitter-wise?
All right, guys. At Browns underscore daily. D at D Pouts. I'm sure I'm screwing that up because I've screwed up everything else that's come out of my mouth today over the last 2 hours.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Don't sell yourself short. You're a tremendous slouch. There we go. Thank you. Way to pick that up. He's got Hoyer ranked 24th. His top three, Hayden, Thomas, and Sheard. Eric in Cleveland. Let's see. Has to be Thomas, Hayden, and Hoyer. Hoyer, because the offense goes nowhere without a good quarterback. Our good friend Derek Mosley tweets at us. His top three, Joe Thomas, Hayden, and Mack would be my top, even if Gordon wasn't in trouble. They're vets. They've done it for years.
Interesting. That's the first Alex Mack mention, and I think that, you know, you could certainly make the case for him to be among that big three. I don't think either of the quarterbacks right now is ready to be included, and I think if we were doing this a second ago, you know, a few minutes ago, it would have been Gordon, Hayden, and Thomas as the big three, not necessarily in that order, but saying that Josh Gordon's off-the-field situation didn't exist, and that's pretty much the way that it was ranked in the top 100 on that the NFL Network does rank by the players in the NFL, with all three of those guys in the top 40, and of course Gordon and Thomas both inside the top 20 at their positions. I want a quarterback to be in the big three for the Browns because, Reg, I think that's the only way that you are going to have long-term sustained success in the National Football League. That's just the way that it is.
Ultimately, I'm going to concur with that, although, again, I do think that where the Browns are, they've stylized a formula through their philosophy that, again, for me, I can't get involved with it. It'd be fantastic. Just can't get involved with the thought of can they be a Super Bowl contender right now. But they got to start taking control and being one of the big dogs in the AFC North and being able to be a playoff team. And Nathan, the way they're stylized, I do think they can get there with the quarterbacking play that's currently on the roster. But it's going to take a lot of that other foundation to come up big for this football team to do it.
And guys, just to follow up that comment, Mike Metcalf tweets at us. We'll end the tweets today. I told you, dude. I am having a
self-deprecation. Gibbs, remember?
No, this is what
it's a LeBron fever.
This is what happens when I'm covering Indians Yankees till like midnight and hoping to God there's no rain delay and I get to bed late and I got no time in the morning. Mike Metcalf tweets at us. In football, a big three probably wouldn't be enough to be a playoff team.
Well, if that's all that you were looking at in terms of you got this big three elite and then the rest of your foundation and your core is a disaster, that's probably true.
Yeah, I would agree. You're right. And when I went through, I was just doing it as we were sitting here talking about it for some of the other teams, and the good teams have a big, you know, 8 to 10, and that's where the Browns are hopefully going to get. Coming up next here on ESPN Cleveland, stay tuned for Hooli and Gerard. It's been my pleasure to be alongside the great Michael Regai, and we'll be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern for another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Thanks to Mr. Wilcott, Mr. Deacon, and Mr. Gibbs.
See you tomorrow, everybody.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.